You're listening to SBS News.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. G'day from the SBS Newsroom on this Boxing Day. Renewed calls for a royal commission into anti-Semitism. Pope Leo XIV urges an end to fighting in Gaza and Ukraine. And in cricket, the fourth Ashes test to get underway. The Anti-Defamation Commission has renewed its calls for a royal commission into anti-Semitism, which it says is out of control. The plea comes after the early morning firebombing of a Melbourne rabbi's car on Christmas Day. The car, which was decorated for Hanukkah, was destroyed and the family was forced to evacuate. The chair of the Anti-Defamation Commission, Dr. Dvir Abromovich, says a royal commission is warranted.
We have been so dehumanized that we are now objects of hatred and we are now objects of murder. That's the situation for Jews in this country, and that's why it's crucial that we have a federal royal commission, not just into the Bondi massacre, but also into the surge of anti-Semitism over the last years.
Pope Leo XIV has urged the faithful to shed indifference in the face of those who have lost everything, like in Gaza and the many migrants who crossed the Mediterranean Sea and the American continent for a better future. The first US pontiff addressed the crowd gathered at St. Peter's Square for his traditional Christmas address, which serves as a summary of the woes facing the world. He called for an end to conflicts around the world, including in Ukraine and Gaza. Pope Leo says peace can emerge only through dialogue.
E come non pensare alle tende di Gaza?
How can we not think of the tents in Gaza, exposed for weeks to rain, wind and cold, and of those of so many other refugees and displaced persons on every continent? Fragile is the flesh of defenseless populations, tried by so many wars, leaving behind rubble and open wounds. Fragile are the minds and lives of young people forced to take up arms, who on the front lines feel the senselessness of what is asked of them, and the falsehoods that fill the pompous speeches of those who send them to their deaths.
The regional military administration in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson has reported one person killed and another injured after Russian artillery shelling hit a local market on Thursday afternoon. Telegram has also reported another Russian strike has killed one and injured two people in Odessa region last night. Ukraine's Air Force officials said Russia fired 131 drones of various types at the country last night, damaging port infrastructure. They added that 106 drones were neutralised, while 22 have struck their targets. King Charles has used his annual Christmas message to urge people of different faiths to find common ground. The King says the strength of modern societies lies in the diversity of its people to ensure that right triumphs over wrong. He says he's been struck by how people of different religions have so much in common.
As I meet people of different faiths, I find it enormously encouraging to hear how much we have in common. A shared longing for peace and a deep respect for all life. If we can find time in our journey through life to think on these virtues, we can all make the future more hopeful.
The Australian Retailers Association says household goods, clothing and footwear will be popular with shoppers taking advantage of the Boxing Day sales. The association's Fleur Brown says billions will be spent over the next week.
We're looking at $3.8 billion being spent around the country in Boxing Day week, which is the week after Christmas. Of course, many of those sales events extend a little bit further than the day itself.
To sport, and in cricket, pace ace Rye Richardson is set to play his first test in more than 4 years as Australia look to hit England with a barrage of pace. Australia have boldly chosen to go without a frontline spinner in an MCG test for the first time in more than 40 years as they attempt a 5-0 Ashes whitewash. Victorian off-spinner Todd Murphy is still waiting to play his first test in Australia and has not been included in the lineup after being called into the squad to replace the injured Nathan Lyon. Stand-in captain Steve Smith says he's looking forward to seeing Richardson play again.
We'll just have a look at the wicket and see how we best want to manage our attack with all the options that we have there, but yeah, exciting to see Richardson obviously back into the fold. He's had a pretty long layoff with injury, and yeah, we know the skills that he can possess. He's done it against England before in an Ashes, and yeah, great to see him back on the table.
Peggy Giacomelos from SBS News. Check out our podcasts. They include SBS News In Depth, available wherever you get your audio.